إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا من سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. أما بعد، الدرس السابع من دروس شرح الدروس المهمة لعامة الأمة لفضيلة الشيخ الوالد عبد العزيز بن باز رحمه الله. Today, والحمد لله, and we thank Allah سبحانه وتعالى for this نعمة, we're having and we're starting the seventh class, class number seven, from the same book, we're reading the book, The Explanation of Important Lessons for Every Muslims by our noble Shaykh Al-Allama Abdul Aziz Ibn Baz rahimahullahu ta'ala wa ghafara lahu wa li walidayhi wa lil muslimin wal muslimat. In today's class we're going to talk about the second pillar of Islam. The second pillar of Islam, iqamatus salah. Iqam al-Salah, establishing the prayer. Shaykh, he says, the prayer, as-Salat, as a pillar of Islam, is second only to the two testimonies in importance and ranking. See the five pillars of Islam? The first of them is to bear witness that none has the right to be worshipped except Allah, and to bear witness that Muhammad is his servant and a messenger, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Right after this very important pillar come the second pillar, as-salat, and that shows its importance and ranking. It is, meaning the salat, prayers, it is the first deed for which one will be held accountable on the Day of Judgment. Meaning this is the first of the actions of worship that will be asked about on Yawm al-Qiyamah. Because you know that we're going to be asked on Yawm al-Qiyamah. People are going to be asked on Yawm al-Qiyamah as related to their deeds. They will have a reckoning. Except for certain people, by the grace of Allah and His favor upon them, may Allah make us from them, ameen, they will enter the Jannah without reckoning and without punishment. From them the 70,000 that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned in a hadith from the Mu'kasha. Also, in a chapter, one of the chapters of Kitab al-Tawheed, maybe the third or the fourth chapter in Kitab al-Tawheed, in the beginning, Sheikh Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab rahimahu ta'ala, he has a chapter entitled Man haqqaqa al-Tawheed dakhala al-Jannah bila hisabin wala azab. Whoever purified Tawheed and fulfilled the Tawheed completely will enter paradise, al-Jannah, without reckoning and without punishment. So here the Shaykh is telling us that the Salat is the first thing that a person will be held accountable on the Day of Judgment. If one's prayer is good and acceptable, then he will have achieved success and all of the deeds will be accepted. But if it is incorrect and corrupted in some way, then one has achieved failure. The rest of the deeds will be rejected as well. The Salat is very important. For instance, it is an act of worship. It is a form of worship that must be performed on time. Now let me mention something here in brief in the beginning of this class. Is that al الحمد لله ليكم الله وصلح بكم. That this is going to be a general class on the Salat. Okay? Later on, mashallah, after Allahu A'lam, how many classes we're going to have, or exactly after we finished Sheikh, because the Sheikh he's talking about the pillars of Islam in general way. He's not getting into much details. But alhamdulillah, after we finish these pillars, then the zakat, then the fasting, then the hajj, and the Sheikh is going to talk about the tawheed, the shirk, and all that. Then the Sheikh will get back to the salat in details, mentioning its conditions, its pillars, and the like. Okay? So this is only general information and study on the salat. The details, it's going to come later on, inshallah, in the same book. So the prayer is a form of worship that must be performed on time, because Allah said so. Allah says in the Quran, in Surah An-Nisa, chapter 4, ayah 103, إِنَّ الصَّلَاةَ كَانَتْ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ كِتَابًا مَوْقُوتًا. Verily the prayer is enjoined on the believers at fixed hours. أين عبد الله وإدريس؟ أحضرهما بارك الله فيك. Verily the prayer is enjoined on the believers at fixed times or hours. In the following verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala orders us to strictly guard the five obligatory prayers. What that mean? Meaning that we should be diligent in performing all of them on time. Since Allah orders us to perform them on time, we necessarily conclude that there are known times for each prayer. So Allah orders us to strictly guard the five obligatory prayers, meaning that we should be diligent, serious. Okay, and keep that in mind, that is very important. Not do it whenever we want to do it. Should be diligent in performing all of the prayers on time. Since Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala orders us to perform them on time. So there are times prescribed for each prayer. Not everyone take it upon himself to pray whenever they want at any given time. And we know this. Do people go to work whenever they want to? No, they don't. When a person is hired to go to work, they told him, listen, you gotta come at this time and leave at this time. If they told him come at 6 o'clock in the morning and leave at 5 p.m., that person cannot take it upon himself and come to work at 10 a.m. That's a violation. If they said to him, excuse me, it's supposed to be at 6. Okay? Can he say, I don't care. 6, 10, 11. I come, I don't come, is all the same to me. It's not the same. They're going to say, listen, we have a contract. If you want to keep your job and keep getting paid, unless if you don't need money and you don't need this job, yeah, you can leave. But can somebody say he don't need good deeds and he don't need to be obedient to Allah? Nobody. We do we know if somebody is disobedient to Allah? That's very bad for such person. May Allah protect us. Ameen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in Surah Al-Baqarah, chapter 2, ayah 238. Inna نعم. وحافظوا حافظوا على الصلوات والصلاة الوسطى وقوموا لله قانتين. حافظوا على الصلوات والصلاة الوسطى وقوموا لله قانتين. Guard strictly the five obligatory prayers. All of them, not just one or two. Every one of them. Guard strictly the five obligatory prayers. Guard strictly the five obligatory prayers, especially the middle salat, i.e. the best prayer, the Asr prayer. And stand before Allah with obedience. Meaning that when a person is in a salat, they humble themselves. You remember you're standing before Allah. So when a person standing in the salat, he should behave in a way, not like he's standing waiting for the bus or standing in any other place. No, this is standing for the salat. And person should humble himself. There is no talks in the salat. And also, you don't be looking all over the place in the salat. And also, your mind, you don't be thinking in stuff or about stuff. You don't think about anything. But you think about the Akhirah. You focus on what you're reading when you say Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Now you focus on what would that mean. We say Allahu Akbar, MashaAllah. So your mind is into the Salat. Your soul, your heart, not just your body. It's not enough for a person just to make moves. Allahu Akbar, go for Rukuah, go down. Salat is not exercise. Yes, you still have to do those things. You still have to go for ruku and sujood and the like. Because this is how the Prophet ﷺ prayed, and that's why he commanded. He says, pray as you've seen me praying. Sallu kama ra'aytumuni usalli. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives a stern warning. Warning to those who are neglectful regarding the prayer, and those who delay the prayer until its time passes. And this severe warning is in the Quran. It's in the Quran. It's in the Quran. This severe warning for certain people, regardless who they are, the Arabs, non-Arabs, they rich, they poor, doesn't matter. But what matter what they do? What matter what they do? قال تعالى في سورة مريم chapter 19 verse 59 فخلف من بعدهم خلف أضاعوا الصلاة واتبعوا الشهوات فسوف يلقون غيا. Then there has succeeded them a posterity, people, generations, who have neglected the prayers and have followed lusts, so they will be thrown in hell. وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ. The ulama, they mention, he says, you understand this ayah by knowing what came before it. Before this ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about the righteous amongst His servants. Allah talked and praised the believers, the righteous, the good doers, who obey Allah by following His commands to the best of their abilities. They learn. They follow what Allah legislated and commanded them with, and his messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as well. But then after those believers and the righteous came the groups of people who neglect the prayers. That's the first thing Allah mentioned about them. They were not upon good. Of course, the one who neglect the salah, that's not a good action. Sometimes you find some Muslims, Allah al-Musta'an, they like, if somebody wants to pray on time, come on, akhi, you're still young. You're only 25. If a person have to pray and it become obligation, they should pray. The age has nothing to do with it. We supposed to encourage one another, remind one another, because we're human. We forget sometimes. And we delay the salat sometimes. Later on. I'm going to pray later on. And before you know it, the time is out. That's bad. But we have to remind one another. The same way we remind one another, come, the food is ready. It's a sunny day, beautiful. Let's go play outside. You don't just run outside by yourself. Now you want to get all your brothers and sisters. Let's go outside and same thing. One of us, one of you, especially the women who stays in the house and pray in the house, they need to remind one another. Because the men, mashallah, they go to the masjid and the adhan is called and then everything is in time in that masjid, because if the adhan is called, then 10, 15 minutes or more or less, they're going to call the iqamah, mashallah. They don't just men go to the masjid and just sit there and talk. No, when it's time for the adhan, there is a muaddin. Doesn't matter what the people are doing, they're going to hear the adhan. And then some people, they may still talk after the adhan, which no good. But then they're going to hear the iqamah. Whether they like it or not, it's time for the iqamah 10 minutes later, for example. They're going to hear the iqamah. They're going to see all the Muslims standing to pray in prayers, in ranks. But in the house, then you got to try your best. You may not hear the adhan. But sometimes, which is a good idea, as some people now with the technology, it is that you can hear the adhan on the internet. If you have a computer, you set it on that time. Some people have phones now, the phones, those smartphones, they have these things on. There is clocks. You can buy a clock. They have the adhan, but you gotta set it on the right adhan, not the adhan of Mecca or Medina. You can use that adhan of Mecca and Medina, but on the times that is in your area. And make it a habit. Even in your house, especially I'm talking to the women, even in your house, as soon as the adhan, stop what you're doing. Let's say you're in a masjid. And this way, alhamdulillah, you're not going to have problems with the salah. I mean the time. Make it a habit, say, listen, the adhan is for me to pray. So as soon as the adhan comes in, stop whatever you're doing. And then go make wudu. Pray the sunnah and pray the salat immediately after that. Especially in the house, like I told you, there's nobody's gonna remind you, because that's the only reminder you have. And then after that, mashallah, you can do whatever you wanna do until you hear the next adhan for the next salat. But if you don't, subhanAllah, especially in the house, there's so many things to do. Laundry, cooking, this, that, here, this, phone call come. Because in the masjid, you don't receive those things, because you turn off your phone, this, alhamdulillah, no laundry, nobody take laundry with them to the masjid, or, okay, I'm going to the masjid, I'm going to take with me my pressure cooker and start dinner. No. That stuff is in the house, right or wrong. So you do it. Make it a habit. As soon as the adhan called, stop what you're doing if you can. If it takes you a couple minutes to finish what you're doing, finish it immediately. But you know that now I'm going to go make wudu if you don't have wudu already, and I'm going to go pray. You pray the sunnah, alhamdulillah, and then pray the fard. And if there is a sunnah after that fard as well, you pray it. Alhamdulillah. And then after that, you can go by your business. So look here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, these people followed their lusts who came after those best generations. Because one of the things that Allah praised those righteous ones, that they established the prayers as commanded by Allah in their times, and they fulfill all of the things they should fulfill in the prayers. They're very diligent and serious about their prayers. But now here is the people who came after them, they neglect the prayers. They follow their lusts, like things, you know. They just talking, but they don't pray. Some people, they watch stuff and they don't pray. People playing. Yes, you can play, no problem. You want to go play with the kids outside, or, but then if it's time for the salah, stop. Stop what you're doing. Yes, you can eat. Yeah, you can lay down. Yes, couple of sisters can get together and talk, mashallah, as long as they guard their tongues. But once the salat comes in, they should stop everything. Naam Idris? Stop everything. For such people, Allah said, who follow their lust, so they will be thrown in a hellfire. May Allah protect us. Ameen. Also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-Ma'un, that's chapter 107, the two ayahs 4 and 5. فَوَيْلٌ لِلْمُصَلِّينَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنْ صَلَاتِهِمْ سَاهُونَ. So woe to those performers of prayers who delay their prayer from their stated fixed times. So these are people, they pray. Allah says, so woe to those who pray. Yeah? These are people perform the prayer. This is not for some people who don't pray, period. That's another thing. That's another case for those who do not pray. But this is for those who pray. They pray. But Allah says, woe to them. Woe is not a good thing. Woe to them. Why? They delay their prayers from their stated fixed times. Certain people, that's like, oh, because of my job, or because of my school, because I got a lot of chores in the house, I got this, I got that, I got a lot of errands to do. And what happened? They don't pray. All day they are running. And then in the end of the night, they want to like pray Dhuhr, Asr, Maghrib and Isha all at one time. That's no good. Salat is more important than anything else. It take you what? 15 minutes to pray Asr? And look, that's a break from whatever you're doing. And it gives you tranquility, peace of mind. Actually, Salat helps us. After working 2-3 hours or 4 hours, and then, mashallah, the salat comes in. That's a break. Don't you see? In jobs, they give them break. You think those breaks they give them because they want the people to eat? No. Because they know human beings get bored after doing something for 2, 3, 4 hours. They get bored, and if they get bored, they don't concentrate on what they're doing. So they give them a break for 15 minutes. Say, go get a break. And then certain people, what they do, some they want outside, smell some fresh air. Some they go and get a soda and drink it, water. Some people do other stuff, yadubillah. But when they come back, when the break is over, you see usually those workers, oh, they, okay, let's do it again. See? Let's do it again. Alhamdulillah, salats give us better than that. Because you just stand in front of Allah. and you did an act of obedience, and you asked Allah in that salat to protect you and to give you energy. Ask Allah for all good in this life and in the hereafter. Naam. Allah said, woe to those performers of the prayers, and mainly the hypocrites, because the hypocrites, they don't care, because the hypocrites, munafiqeen, they perform the acts of worship simply to show off in front of the believers. But in their hearts, they conceal disbelief. And one of their characteristics, they delay the prayers from their stated fixed times. So the meaning of neglected above is that they delay the prayer from its proper time. And it doesn't mean that they abandon the prayers, since abandoning it is disbelief. And we seek refuge in Allah Almighty from that. But the hypocrites, they disbelievers. Okay? The hypocrites, they are in the lowest level of the hellfire, ayyadu billah. Likewise, the prayer is a sign that distinguishes between Islam and disbelief. Look how important Salat is. The Salat, the prayer distinguishes between between Islam and disbelief. In Sahih Muslim, we have a hadith of Jabir radiallahu anhu. He said that he heard the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, بين الرجل وبين الشرك والكفر ترك الصلاة. بين الرجل وبين الشرك والكفر ترك الصلاة. Between man and between shirk and disbelief is abandoning the prayer. Person who don't pray. And in a hadith narrated by Burayda radiallahu anhu, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, العهد الذي بيننا وبينهم الصلاة فمن تركها فقد كفر. The covenant between us and them is the prayer, as-salah. Whoever leaves it has indeed disbelieved. Al-iyadu billah. And what insignificance is the prayer? And what insignificance the prayer is? What is the prayer? It is the link between a worshipper and his Lord. It is the link between a worshipper and his Lord. The Prophet ﷺ says, "Inna ahadakum idha salla yunaji rabbah." When one of you prays, he speaks confidentially to his Lord. Recorded by Imam al-Bukhari, rahimahullah. In the Hadith al-Qudsi, and the Hadith al-Qudsi is not a Quran. Is the wordings of Allah narrated to us by the Prophet ﷺ. So the Prophet ﷺ will tell us Allah said, and he brings us the statements of Allah, but it's not Quran. It's not the Quran. Hadith al-Qudsi. In this Hadith al-Qudsi, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, قَسَمْتُ الصَّلَاةَ بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَ عَبْدِي نِصْفَيْنِ وَلِعَبْدِي مَا سَأَلْ فإذا قال العبد الحمد لله رب العالمين قال تعالى حمدني عبدي وإذا قال الرحمن الرحيم قال الله تعالى أثنى علي عبدي وإذا قال مالك يوم الدين قال مجدني عبدي فإذا قال إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين قال هذا بيني وبين عبدي ولعبدي ما سأل فإذا قال اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين قال هذا لعبدي ولعبدي ما سأل. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I have divided the prayer between me and my slave into two halves. And here the prayer, as the ulama, they mention, and it is going to be known through what comes in the hadith, is the Surah Al-Fatiha. I have divided the prayer between me and my slave into two halves, and for my slave is what he asks. When my slave says, all the praises and thanks are to Allah, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, in Surah Al-Fatiha. The Lord of all that exists, Allah Almighty says, my slave has praised me. When he says, the most beneficent, the most merciful, Allah Almighty says, my slave has extolled me. And when he says, meaning the servant, when he says the following ayah, the only owner of the day of judgment, recompense, Maliki Yawm al-Din, Allah Almighty says, my slave has glorified me. Then when he says, you alone we worship and you alone we ask for help, Iyaka na'budu wa Iyaka nasta'een, Allah Almighty says, this is between me and my slave, and for my slave is what he asks. And then when he says, guide us to the straight path, the straight way, the way of those on whom you have bestowed your grace, not the way of those who earned your anger, nor of those who went astray. Allah Almighty says, this is for my slave, and for my slave is what he asks. Recorded by Imam Muslim in his Sahih. The Shaykh, he says, the prayer consists of a number of different kinds of worship, saying Allahu Akbar to begin the prayer. Allah is the most great. That's what you stand. When you stand, that's what you say. And that's all you say. You cannot say something else. You can't say Allahu A'zam. You cannot say Subhanallah. You say Allahu Akbar. That's all you say at that time, at that moment. Standing to recite the Quran, likewise in the Salat, bowing, rukur, and in that position you glorifying Allah. You say Subhan Rabbi al-Azim. Standing up from the bowing position, and you praise Allah at that moment, prostrating to glorify Allah for His greatness and to supplicate to Him, sitting to supplicate, to say the tashahud, and then finally to say the taslim, which signifies the end of prayer. Takbir is the beginning of it and the taslim is the end of the prayer. Like I told you, this is general information about the pillar, as the details of the prayer, conditions and pillars and obligatory elements, sunnah and all that, that's going to come later on inshallah in the book. The prayer not only helps us in our important affairs, it also prevents us from committing wicked and evil deeds. For Allah Almighty says, وَاسْتَعِينُوا بِالصَّبْرِ وَالصَّلَاةِ, and seek help in patience and as-salat. This is Surah Al-Baqarah, Ayah 45. Patience is very important. Person don't just say whatever they want to say, do whatever they want to do. Patience needs some time. That's how a person is patient. If you were told, If you ask for something, you were told, okay, let me think about it. Don't get mad. Say, okay, Jazakallah khair, Barakallah fiqh. That's patience. Why? Because when you're waiting for a decision, that's patience. When the people, whenever they're given what they want, what they ask, they're happy. When they are told, okay, I don't have it now, let me see what I can do, they get mad because they don't have no patience. They have no patience. Person should be patient. Also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أُتْلُ مَا أُوحِيَ إِلَيْكَ مِنَ الْكِتَابِ وَأَقِمِ الصَّلَاةَ إِنَّ الصَّلَاةَ تَنْهَى عَنِ الْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنْكَرِ. Recite what has been revealed to you of the book and perform a salat. Verily a salat prevents from al-fahsha, great sins of every kind and the like. And al-munkar, also disbelief, polytheism and every kind of evil, wicked deed, etc. Surah Al-Ankabut, chapter 29, ayah 45. Salat helps. Those people who pray and they are serious about their prayers because they read more Quran, they make more istighfar, mashallah, and they spend time doing worship and obedient to Allah, Allah protect them. And many times they want to do something because the nafs tell them to do something and then they're like, no, I cannot do it. And some people might tell them, oh, we're going over there. They says, no, it's time for salat. I can't go with you over there. So the salat helps. Those who don't pray, they do whatever they want to do. They you see their life is not in order. The salat bring order in our lives and bring a lot of good benefits, alhamdulillah. The prayer is illumination in the hearts of the believers. For the Prophet ﷺ said, As-salatu nur. The prayer is light. It's recorded by Imam Muslim. Also, the Prophet ﷺ says, Man hafaza alayha kanat lahu nuran wa burhanan wa najatan yawm al-qiyamah. However diligently, strictly guard the prayer, of course, by praying it in time, praying it as he's commanded and she's commanded, he will have on a day of a judgment a light, a proof, and a deliverance from the punishment. Salat bring a light in the heart and the life of the person. Is the one who's walking in a light like the one who's walking in the darkness? They're not the same. Look, even in even in cars, they have lights. Why they have lights? See where? In the daytime? Nighttime. In the dark. That's why they have lights. If there was no dark, they're going to put a light in there? Why they want to put a light? Just to spend more money? No. There is a need for it. Those who drive with the lights, they can see way better than those who drive in the dark. Actually, it's very dangerous to drive in the dark, right or wrong? Very dangerous. And likewise, look, salat bring light to the heart. A heart that has a light is like the heart who is dark? No. In the night time, what do we do in the house? We turn on the light on. In the daytime, you don't have to turn the light on unless if your house some people they live somewhere that there's no light from the outside comes in, and may Allah help them to find something better, I mean. But for those, mashallah, they live in a nice place, there is a lot of sunlights coming in the house, alhamdulillah, all praise to Allah, they don't need no light. Maybe they need light in the bathroom. Some bathrooms, they may not have windows that bring lights, and because they're very small, usually, so you shut the door and it's dark. But other than that, mashallah, there's lights everywhere. But in the dark, in the night time, they need light. Well, look, Salat bring light, and that's good. In this life and in the hereafter. The prayer is happiness and contentment in the hearts. Naam, it brings happiness and contentment in the hearts and souls of the believers. The Prophet ﷺ said, جُعِلَتْ قُرَّةُ عَيْنِي فِي الصَّلَاةِ. My joy has been made in the prayer. My joy and comfort of eye is in the prayers. Look, this is the Prophet ﷺ. He's very happy when he prays. But some people, when they pray, it's difficult for them. They're very mad, sad, and it's hard. They can wait until they finish the prayer. Nah. Should be the other way around. You can wait until you pray. And this only for those who know the value of the prayer, the importance of the prayer. Can you imagine, as children, you were told by your parents that you were told by your parents that, oh, listen, we're going to take you to this place that you really want to go to. Nice place to visit somebody you like. Your grandpa or your grandmother. Or you go to this nice park or to this nice place. You go into the masjid and you can wait. If they tell you in 3 days, 2 weeks, even a month, it says, in 3 months from now, we're going to go to this place. Like the Eid, for example. The kids, they love the Eid. They be waiting for the Eid. When is the Eid? When is the Eid? Kids love Ramadan. When is Ramadan? When is Ramadan? They love to go to the masjid. When are we going to the masjid? The zoo. The aquarium, for example. This nice park that have a lot of things, you know. And then, as children, subhanAllah, be so happy, when they tell you that you can wait, huh? And when, while you're in that place, oh, you're so happy and you're delightful and come and eat. Nah, I don't want to eat, You don't want to eat, you don't want nothing at that moment. You just want to have fun and take advantage of the opportunity. And then how would you feel when they say, let's go, it's time to go home? You feel sad. But then if they tell you, look, we're going to come back tomorrow. Oh, hooray! And you're happy, you can't even sleep out of joy. And then next morning, what do? You wake up early in the morning, like, is it time? Can we go now? You want to go and spend the whole day in that place. Well, guess what? Salat is more important than all of this. While you're praying, you're supposed to be very happy. And if the salat is over, you can wait until the other salat time comes in, because you cannot just make up your own times and pray and pray and pray. Now we follow the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ. We're human. These classes are for us to help us. So while we're praying, we should be happy. We can't just like sit there and just do it in any way. See, knowledge make a difference. Those who don't know, they just... But those who know, mashallah, they put their heart and their soul and their mind into that. When one prays, his sins are erased and atoned for, meaning forgiven. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, once he said to the companions, أرأيتم لو أن نهرا بباب أحدكم يغتسل فيه كل يوم خمس مرات هل يبقى من درنه أي من وسخه شيء من وسخه شيء. If there was a river by the door of one of you in which he bathed five times every day, take a bath five times, this fresh river running, fresh water, this person is taking a bath five times a day, do you think that any of his felt would remain? They says none of his felt would remain. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم فكذلك مثل الصلوات الخمس يمحو الله بهن الخطايا. The same is the case with the five prayers. Through them Allah wipes the sins away. Allahu Akbar. This is agreed upon by Imam Bukhari, Imam Muslim. Why do we take baths and showers? Why? Muhammad, why we take baths and showers? To clean ourselves. Because we're human. We smell, we sweat. And there is other people who work outside, do hard work. And they have dirt on them, they have filth. So you take a bath so that you can remove those things. Well, likewise, as a human being, none of us is perfect. Even those who try their best, still we're negligent. We do things we don't supposed to do. We say things we don't supposed to say. Okay? That's where the prayers come, alhamdulillah. You cannot take a shower and then your sins go away. No. The salat is like that shower. If somebody pray for Allah sincerely, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remove those sins. In another hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "الصلوات الخمس والجمعة إلى الجمعة كفارة لما بينهن ما لم تغش الكبائر." The five prayers and Jumu'ah, the Friday prayer, to another Jumu'ah, are expiations for what occurs between them, meaning the sins, as long as the major sins are not perpetrated. Recorded by a Muslim. Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, one of the major companions of the Prophet ﷺ, he said, whoever wishes to meet Allah tomorrow as a Muslim, tomorrow meaning the Day of Judgment, not meaning tomorrow, Tuesday, Wednesday, whoever wishes to meet Allah tomorrow as a Muslim, then let him carefully guard these five prayers when they are called for. Indeed, Allah has legislated for your Prophet ways of guidance, and the prayers are from the ways of guidance. Were you to pray in your homes, as this person does, who remains behind in his home, then you would have left the way of your Prophet. Now this is for men, because women, they pray in their homes. That's the best place for women to pray, is in their homes. But if they want to go sometimes to the masjid, it's okay, inshallah, as long as they respect the guidelines of Islam. But the women, they should keep in mind that the best places for them is their homes. And if you were to leave the way of your Prophet, you would have gone astray. There is not a man who purifies himself and purifies himself well and then heeds to a masjid among these masajids, except that for each step he takes, Allah writes for him a good deed, raises him one rank, and removes a sin from him. I remember that during previous times, that no one would remain. This is Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu. He says, I remember during previous times, meaning in the time of the Prophet ﷺ, when the Prophet ﷺ was alive. I remember that during previous times, that no one would remain behind from the congregational prayer except for the one who was known to be a hypocrite. SubhanAllah. He says, even the sick man was brought to the prayer, he was helped from in between two men until he was made to stand in the row. And this is recorded by Imam Muslim, rahimahullah. And so, inshallah, we'll continue tomorrow. But I wanted to review what we have talked today, inshallah, about. And especially about the prayer. And also, what is more important is that we apply what we learn. Alaysa kadhalik? Right or wrong? We apply. Remember, we're human beings. We're negligent, this and that. But now this is very important for us. Salat is very important. So that's what we learn from this class. So when it's time, we have to be serious about the prayers. Cannot just say, sit there and hoping that nobody remind you. And when somebody remind you, like, gotta pray again. No, gotta do it. Well, that's why I give you that example. You love to go somewhere and you don't, you be reminding people, where can we go? Where can we go? That's what you would the prayer. You be asking, when is time of the prayer? It's not time yet? Oh, mashallah. You be asking your mothers. You be asking for the time. And once you hear the adhan, you stop everything and get ready for the prayer. And you get into the prayer with your hearts, your soul, your mind, and your body, not just the body. And you do it the way that is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah grant us beneficial knowledge, which is coupled with righteous actions. And may Allah grant us ikhlas, sincerity, in everything we say and everything we do. May Allah rectify our affairs. Subhanakallah wa bihamdik. Ashadu an la ilaha illa anta. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.